RDU98.5, and I'm here today with Bruce from the incredible band Midwave Breaks. Bruce, how are you feeling today?
I'm awesome. Bex, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, man. Real good. Staying nice and warm. Speaking of things that's pretty warm and fiery, you are going on tour with the incredible Devil Skin. How does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to be with those rockers that have just, you know, painted the scene for, you know, what is it, 15 years now, and Villainy as well, you know, they're both just the most incredible bands. You know, we're only 3 years old and those guys have been around for ages. So, yeah, it's just pretty awesome to finally be able to get to play with those guys and do a 12-show tour of the whole country. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right when you say that they are kind of, in a way, they have just really been the placeholders, I guess, for just such incredible music. And it's awesome because, in my opinion, having you guys on the lineup actually creates just, I know there's only two of you in the band, but my God, you let it rip when you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, obviously, we were in our previous band, Paul and I were in eight, and, you know, we've toured around a bit and I think it's that sort of thing, like I sort of stopped playing music for a while, went to London and did some stuff over there but I just had like hundreds of songs just sitting in the drawer, and Paul was like, we need to do these, and just getting back into it again has just been awesome. So like there's no time to lose, let loose.
No, exactly. Like, honestly, no time to lose, let loose. And 12 show tour, that's pretty dang epic. Is there any, you know, specific place across the country that you are like the most excited to go and let rip at?
Oh, I mean, like when we come down to Christchurch, it's like Christchurch and Auckland have always been really amazing for us. We've just had lots of people there, Hamilton as well. And here at the mountain, Tauranga, you know, it's probably the smallest amount of people that come out. It's always funny in your hometown, eh? but there's like Invercargill, never played there. Motueka, never played there. Palmy, we have. Whangaparoa, never played there. Mm. So, you know, there's a bunch of places we haven't played yet that would be just really awesome to get down there, you know.
Nah, totally. Like, is there anything, you know, with this tour that you guys are really wanting to bring that you've never done before? Is there anything that audiences, I guess, in a way, get to wait in anticipation for?
Yeah, I mean, well, we're doing a new album at the moment, so you know, and obviously Devil Skin's just been doing their latest album, and Villainy's got all their new music. So basically, all of us have got new music that we're going to be playing on the show, which I think is just going to be awesome. You know, we'll be able to experience what everyone's doing as bands as well, you know, and bring that to the audience. So yeah, just really excited to play new music, and we'll have our visuals there, and obviously we're first up, so we're early up, so hopefully people come along and just get to see all the bands and get to see the variety. It'd be cool.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's going to be a very beautiful, I think, if, you know, I'm really hoping to get down to the show, and it's one of those things where I think you're right, even though you guys are on first, it's such a beautiful variety, and I actually think the way in which that the show will flow, I think most of the audiences are just going to walk out of there, you know, when you just feel buzzed after a show and you're just kind of riding that high. I really think that's...
Yeah. I think this will be that for people. Like, they'll be, you know, like, I think there's it's all rock, obviously. I mean, we do a bit of drum and bass, we do a bit of everything. But I think, you know, across the spread, we're all quite different bands at what we do, and I think high energy, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, when you reflect on coming into this tour, is there anything from like previous tours or previous shows or anything, I know this might be a controversial question, but that you're kind of wanting to improve on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, it's funny. Paul, who's done, you know, he's played at the Olympics. He was in Stomp, the musical Stomp, you know. He's done, like, all these incredible shows forever, but he still gets nervous before he plays our shows. For me, ironically, I've sort of gone the other way, where I'm just, like, super chilled to the point that, like, we were doing the Incubus shows, and I sort of walked on stage a bit late. And I was like, oh shit. So I got lost in the like backstage labyrinth.
Yeah.
But it's just funny, like I think the whole thing is just enjoying the moment. So being more relaxed when I get on stage now, like I'm really enjoying it, because I've sort of in there with the crowd, whereas I think, you know, years ago I was so nervous just sort of playing, doing shows that I didn't really take it in. But nowadays it's way more fun. So that's what I'm trying to improve on, is just being there in the moment, playing the songs, enjoying it with everyone.
And that's what it's all about though, man. And I think that's really awesome.
Totally.
Because I think, you know, as creatives and like being in bands and stuff like that, sometimes you can really put too much pressure on yourself, and it the kind of in turn it ruins the performance. Whereas honestly, I mean, who else can say that they showed up late to opening up for Incubus?
I mean, I was only like Paul had started the song, and I was like, you know, which he always does anyway for that particular song, but I was like walking on stage going, oh, I hadn't got my ears in yet and all that stuff. I was like, oh, but we did fine. It's never happened since and will never happen again.
Yeah, no, that's hilarious. No, this might also be a bit of a weird question, but I still want to ask it, is do you think that the demographic is going to be a bit different to what you're used to doing this tour with Devil Skin and Villainy, or do you think it's going to be the exact same demographic as normal? Or
you know, it'd be really interesting. I mean, we just did a show up in Auckland on Saturday night, which was all ages, and we literally had all ages. We had like from, you know, 6-year-olds to, you know, whatever year olds, you know, and we quite often have that at gigs, especially if we do any all ages things. We get a really, really good spread. I'm imagining that, you know, there's a whole bunch of new people who are enjoying what's new with Villainy and Devil Skin as well, and obviously we're newer. So I think probably it's still going to be sort of that middle spectrum of demographics, but there's a lot of new love out there for what's going on. So I think it'll be a good spread.
Totally. Yeah, I agree with you there. And I really like how you put it, how there is, I've kind of noticed it seems to be there's this new wave or this resurgence of, I think I would describe it as a really big want for genuine rock and just like that genuine hard hitting shit. I think a lot of people just want it back. Honestly, man, I think it's interesting. Music goes
through
trends.
Grunge is coming back. It's coming, man.
It is. Bruce, my guy, you are so right. Grunge is coming back. Have you, like, is there any like bands or anything in New Zealand that you've kind of noticed that are coming in with that hard hitting edge that are the kind of the underdogs?
Oh yeah, man. Well, I mean, we played with the Rainfall, and they're from your way. They were up there on Saturday. They've brought themselves up to Auckland, and you know, like we were just like, man, these guys are awesome. Boondocks, play with those guys. Yeah, I mean, there's been the last tour we did, we had a whole bunch of bands that we'd only just coming on the scene, because we always love to do that, so support New Zealand music. And you realise that, man, there's heaps of life in the New Zealand music scene, and this is New Zealand Music Month, and you know, I think people just get out there, support it. It's good fun.
Nah, amen, bro. And I think you're right. Yeah, the Rainfall, they really do. I think they're also, in a way, they've got such a unique factor within the scene here in Ōtautahi as well, because you know, it's a very big scene, and obviously it's always been very underground, but I think what they're doing is just, it's really cool. It's almost bringing back emo.
Oh, totally, totally. It's like pop punk. I thought I was at like an Offspring gig or something like that, you know. It's just, it's good fun.
Oh, absolute good fun. Well, no, thank you so much for your time, Bruce. It's going to be such an incredible tour, I think. And, you know, everybody within Christchurch definitely is probably going to come down to the town hall and watch it all rip, I reckon.
Yeah, 7th of June. Tickets are online at Ticketmaster. Christchurch Town Hall, come along.
Hey, what a man. Thank you so much for your time though, Bruce. And we'll see you at the Town Hall.
You too, Bex. All right. Take
awesome.
Care.
Take care, bro. See you later.
Yep. Bye.
That has been the interview with Bruce from Midwave Breaks. He is going on tour with Paul with Devil Skin and Villainy coming into this month, which is really, really exciting. They've got a 12-show tour. It is the Re-Evolution tour with Devil Skin. So tickets, just like he said, you can find them on Under the Radar, Event Finder, and all of those other beautiful places. So thank you so much, Bruce, and we hope you've enjoyed this interview.